Now, I think, first of all, Charlie Taylor was a big blow. Ross Turnbull was a big blow. Cope went into the game, players responded very well. I think terrific response. They put exactly what they've shown the last 2 weeks in training. They put that today from the first minute on the pitch. I think our supporters came today into the stadium a little bit, come on, show me what you are all about. And I think they saw how the players responded, the way we responded, and then they got right behind us. All credit to the supporters. They have realized that the players gave everything. Three key moments in the game. First, for me, their first goal. When you be on the top of the league and you be in a good momentum or flood zone or whatever you call it, thing goes your way. Jewel in the middle, ball bounce in the path of the player. Pick the pass, one chance, one goal. Then we shown terrific character. I feared the worst at that moment, but we shown very good character. Got the goal, got the equaliser. And then the second key moment for me was Chris Wood. We didn't took that unbelievable opportunity. I saw it on... My first reaction was offside, because it was... Everybody stopped, but it wasn't offside. He didn't flag it. It was completely onside. Then second half, I felt we tried to maintain the energy levels because we went full out from the beginning. We made a few substitutions because of the international game schedule. Game looked like it's going 1-1. 1-1, we brought on Antinucci and Will Buckley and tried to win the game, but it looked like the game goes 1-1, what I would have taken in the end, because we played the best team in the league at that moment in time. Then the third key moment was Liam Cooper's injury, with his massive blow after Charlie Taylor out, Ross Turnbull out. I don't know how long Liam will be out, but I think in the moment, things goes very much against us, but that is life, you know. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. I think it's good tomorrow everybody has a day to get a head right, and on Monday we go again. I think that is not only football, that is in general life, you know. There's a lot of people who are far worse off than us, and that is what we have to focus on, and we have to pick ourselves up, concentrating on the positive things what we had today and go again.
How much should that today make the players think that they will get it right here and that they can turn this around?
I feel a little bit sorry for the players, for the supporters, and also for the owner, because when you invest so much like my players do, and I mean in the day-to-day base, you know, so they train very hard, and there's a good spirit around the camp, and they're very willing. And you get paid so little at that moment in time that have to be handled very carefully now, because the last thing what we need is the players losing their confidence and their belief. And that's our job, but it's also a job of the player by himself, because you have to realize that in professional football, when you want to have a long career, and we have a lot of young players who have the potential to have a long career, there will always be up and downs. And the more you handle the downs, the more ups you will have.
The way you're talking about Charlie Taylor sounds bad. What is wrong with Charlie?
Charlie has a virus infection.
Does he have a chance for them?
No.
You're talking long term then with this?
I don't know.
That would be a huge disappointment to you, because he's been one of your best players.
Charlie has been one of our best players, yeah.
What's the situation with Liam over? Is that a serious one?
I've not spoken to him or to the doc. Doesn't look good. Liam Cooper was fantastic today. I think it was his best game since I've been in the club. Not only because he scored a goal, but the way he defended. He's shown today a really authority on the pitch. And then that happened to him. He wanted to continue. He didn't. He can't walk. Doesn't look good. but I can't make, and I don't want to make any speculation, because I don't think that's the right thing to do.
There's been a lot of questions asked about the home form, but anyone that's watched you play today, like you said, the players give everything. Are you just a bouncer the ball away? I mean, I think the clearance, it's Mowat and it's the post, the ball is wood on the line. It's fine margins, isn't it, at the minute?
Yeah, and I just said that in my first minutes. I said that is what you get when you're more or less in the lower part of the league table. You know, things intend to go more against you than when you be on the top. Then sometimes you ask yourself, "Oof, you got that win today? Where did it come from?" And I felt that was the case with Brighton today. With all due respect, you know, my big respect for Chris. And they didn't create a lot, but with every little thing they had, they punished you. And we could have punished them even more so, but unfortunately that's the way it is. And I have a good drink tonight, and I will be ready on Monday again.